This article is entitled The Stories We Tell. We have a story around everything we believe. It is like we have a library stored in our mind. And not only do we have many story books, but we usually have reference books to support us in the belief that our truth is the only truth. Before you give up on this rather complicated concept and stop reading, let me give an example. My brother had a story to tell around divorce. His reference book was the Bible that states, "What God has joined together, let no man put asunder." My story around divorce was very different, even though I used the same reference book. I finally realized my marriage was not joined by God. This was my first marriage. My second marriage was. But my belief that I was supposed to get married came in, and that was my story, supported by my reference book. So I got a divorce. His story and my story were so far apart that he refused to speak to me for years. But he was following his story, and I was following my story. Can we say one's wrong and one's right? That's where we want to go. Just as an author's writing may change through the years, our stories usually do also. We either come across a new reference that tweaks the old story, or a new reference is found that sheds enough light on the original to change it. For instance, the new reference for my brother around his story of divorce was seeing what his daughter went through in a very bad marriage. This one story also changed his picture about who I am. Hopefully, we're learning new stories and revising the old ones on an ongoing basis. It is by staying open to change that we make room for the wisdom of our higher mind to infiltrate our lower programmed mind. To refuse to upgrade your stories means you're refusing to listen to your spirit's voice, which is constantly offering new truths. Wow. Melinda, you're with us again. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you.
How did this article fit into you?
Well, I am definitely a hanger-oner to, I guess, books, you would call them, in your story. This brings to mind something that has come up recently. I had a long-term relationship that ended badly 25 years ago. And because of the bad end, I guess for me, and I'm just realizing this, I let it wipe out the entire history of our time together. And I mean, years and years and years. And it was just gone from me. And we reconnected recently. And in talking to him, I realized that I had not gone from his life, but he had gone from mine. Mm-hmm. And which is interesting because he was the breaker-upper. And so it's just really kind of blown my mind, the story I have told myself about time wasted because the end wasn't what I wanted it to be. And so it's like I have this black and white drawing of those years together. They're empty, an empty shell, and the color is starting to come back into it as I remember real things that happened, real pieces, real sharing. I grew up a lot, you know, that was in my 20s. And so I realize I've just had the story I told myself that once something doesn't go the way I want it, it becomes black and white in mm-hmm. my life. And I just really throw out the baby with the bathwater kind of a thing.
And our spirit offers us a new reference. Mm-hmm. It's not bad that we have the stories because that's part of growing up. But it's bad that we don't open ourselves to references. You know, his right. sharing with you mm-hmm. was a new reference book.
Right.
My brother's daughter finally getting a divorce because her life was miserable mm-hmm. was a new reference book. We have to be open to those. But sometimes we pass over reference books. I mean, you may have watched other people that broke up come back and come to a place of maybe not going back together, maybe not ever caring for each other in the same way, but letting the other person be okay.
Yeah.
Saying they're still a divine being.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like we try to use references to fix our original picture. Mm-hmm. We use reference books to expand.
So instead of me just thinking about the way things were then and just starting to remember, I can see how much I've changed, how much I've grown over the years, the things that are important to me now that maybe weren't. And I see what you mean. So kind of reconnecting that past in my situation is really about moving forward.
Yes. Everything in our life should be that.
Right.
And that's what happens when we're open to new reference books.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks.